Hello and welcome, everyone. It's time once again to talk some sports with you on the Walnut Sports Network weekly podcast on this, the 18th of March, just after Selection Sunday 2024. It's cold, but not too cold.
Yeah,
Sports.
winter's not over with us yet, unfortunately.
No, it sure isn't. But that's okay, because we can warm you up with a hot cup of sports.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Jason. We've got Paulie over there.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And we got Ben over there.
What's up, everybody?
And we want to get to our hot little dish of the March Madness. But first, how are y'all doing today?
I'm doing great. Got another Broadway coming up tomorrow, but it is also my birthday tomorrow, so I will be
Nice.
another year around the sun, so.
Well, that's great. Ben, how are you?
Doing well, can't complain. Had a good weekend and just ready to dive in with you guys and talk some sports, especially basketball, basketball, basketball. So,
Yep, it's B-ball all the time, but first,
how are you feeling though,
only
Jason?
how am I feeling?
Real
I
quick,
real
like
quick
how's the nap feel? Just
nap.
take a nap.
I feel like I'm still napping with a belly full of chili.
Ooh,
Yeah, it was
the best
good.
way to nap.
Yeah, cornbread and chili. It's another
Ooh,
level.
yeah.
Yep. So I'm dealing with that, but I'm gonna, tough it out so I can bring the sports. So let's bring some sports. It's basketball all day, every day, except when we have to talk football first. So let's talk some NFL free agency. Justin Fields finally found his home right behind Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. The memes are glorious. The internet is all abuzz and hilarious about it. I think it's fine. I think it's a good thing for Justin Fields. I think it's a good thing for Pittsburgh. Ben, how are you feeling about this? How does this strike you?
I mean, I was, drawing a little worry because the Bears, said we're gonna do well, do Justin well and figure this out. And I just felt like dragging, dragging, dragging. Nobody's calling, nothing's happening. But then when I heard that Kenny Pickett's getting traded to the Eagles, I was like, okay, some J Justin Fields is probably going to Pittsburgh. And then literally that night, we came up on everyone's phones. We got a live, push outs from ESPN or whatnot. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh, that makes sense. I mean, they got Russ for nothing. And if Justin's, they feel he's not ready, you can put Russ in there until maybe he is, learn a little bit more. So it's going to work well out, I think, for the Steelers. Right now, they have their quarterback for right now, I think, for Russ. And then if it all works out, they have a quarterback for the future. So, what do you feel, Paulie?
I kind of feel the same way. I definitely surprised that they mo made the move, but with Pickens moving on, and it sounds like he thought he was under the impression that he was going to be able to compete for the starting job, which I don't know how you can think that when you bring in Russell Wilson, but yeah, I agree. I think Fields sitting for a year, or two, or how whatever it is, I think that the couple things that I'd be concerned about with, for the Steelers is you're going to have to figure out Fields' contracts starting at, in May or by May, I think. If you want to give him that fifth year option, I think, I believe it is at this point.
By June 1st or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, do you bring him in because you don't have 100% confidence that Wilson can be the player that you think he's going to be? And I agree, they're paying both basically nothing right now. But, Jason, I guess I'll ask you, do you think there's a part of the Steelers that brought him in just for... I mean, obviously, if he can be the quarterback of the future, great. But do you think there's any part of Pittsburgh that doesn't have complete faith in Wilson by making this move?
You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I hear you.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, is there anyone who doubts Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh? Not for this year.
They better.
Right? Like,
I think if you bring Justin Fields, you have to, there's doubt. Or at least push. You better be good or Justin Fields goes in, right? Like, I don't know.
Well, I don't think it, like, here's the thing. Like, they made the run they did with Kenny Pickett. You don't think Russell Wilson, even if he's a if he's washed up, he's not going to be, you know, be able to compete as much as Kenny Pickett?
Well, I think, well, I don't know. Maybe it's his equal. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I mean, there was some Mitch Trubisky's in there too, so I guess you can throw anybody in there. And they'll be good. But again, what Russ you getting? 2 years ago, Russ, he's not going to last a month in Pittsburgh because they're going to call for his head. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Pittsburgh, too. This is not like he's going to Jacksonville and something's happened.
Yeah.
This is the Steelers. Like, they're going to want results quickly and consistently because they haven't had that since, you know, Roethlisberger, not even his final year, years before his final year. So it's been a long time, and I feel like, you know, what if Justin Fields is ready when he gets there? Honestly, he was in such a shitty, terrible football organization. What if it just takes a different coaching style and he'll be good? You know, he'll be improving just like that. So I think they got to have some doubt, obviously, in Russell Wilson. They have to. I mean, they're not going to show that now because he hasn't played. But if that first game doesn't go well, I'm just thinking it's not going to last long, unfortunately. And that's not going to be good for Justin Fields if he's not ready. But we'll see. It's still really good for everybody. Justin Fields got where he wanted to go, it sounded like. Russell Wilson's playing another year, which people were like doubting he's ever going to play again, which is ludicrous. But, you know, like in the Steelers, it could be the best trades of all time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, million dollar Russ and whatever they got, you know, nothing for Justin Fields, six rounder.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, I mean, I think that's the thing is it could go either way. It could be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And they could get to the division round, maybe the championship game. Or both could be bad, and it just goes downhill real fast. So,
and Kenny's coming right back to Pittsburgh because you know he's not playing in Philadelphia. So, what are you doing over there, buddy? Yeah.
Oh man.
I think Kenny Pickett knows that he's a backup. He's a backup.
Yeah, I mean that's. I guess after 1 year, you can. Someone's telling you that. At least the Pittsburgh Steelers media and fans were.
Yeah.
But.
All right. I wanted to bring up one more quick headline before we get to our basketball talk here. Blake Snell
Oh yeah, yeah.
Signed a 2-year, $64 million contract with the Giants. It just broke on ESPN. Ben, you're kind of our, or 62 million, sorry. You're kind of our, more of our baseball guy. What are your initial thoughts about that deal for the Giants?
Well, I mean, he is the reigning Cy Young Award winner, and everybody needs pitching, it seems like, at all times. So this is a huge, huge thing for the Giants. I mean, especially like it's, what, 10 days before the whole season opens. So I think he wanted a long-term deal, which just wasn't going to happen. I already heard that he was going to get a 2-year something million-dollar deal, obviously. So, I mean, 2 years, $32 million, or $62 million is pretty great. And, again, he can build off of that. After 1 year, I think he can, like, if he does well, he can probably go for that long-term deal. So, I mean, he's just going to be, he's just one of those pitchers that is just going to, you know, be great to wherever he went, and he could have chose where he wanted to go and he decided to go to the Bay Area. So, they were a surprise team last year, the Giants, so they're going to be better this year with him, obviously. So, yeah, I think they're going to be, I think it's a great deal for both teams. People were saying he was going to go to Yankees or the Astros, and I was just like, oh, come on. Like, they don't need that, you know? Like, we don't need that anymore. So I'm glad he went to the Giants, honestly. So any thoughts you guys have on this, Blake Snell?
Well, it just felt like Rich getting richer, like you said. And you say, like, you know, oh, Dodgers or Yankees or Astros, but I mean, the Giants are right up there, in my opinion. They're blue bloods. They, you know, they've been around for you know, a century and won World Series and stuff. And so,
did you know that they were once in Brooklyn?
Yeah, the Brooklyn Giants, of course. Yeah, teams.
I'm riffing off. I don't remember what baseball movie it is, but there's a line in there that one of the younger players, like, the Giants were played in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. All those West Coast teams were somewhere else before they were there, you know. Yep. Which is kind of funny. Young kids don't know that stuff, and you're like, "What?" You're like, yeah, look it up. Holy shit! So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that a team didn't, especially coming off the Cy Young, that he didn't get a 3 or 4 year deal. But two, like you said, Ben, 2 for 62 is nothing to sniff at. And if he puts it up another year like he did last year, he's definitely going to get a lot more than 2 years next contract. So,
yeah. So we'll see what happens there. The West Coast is staying strong in baseball like they are every year.
And just remember, 10 days until Jason's favorite sport starts up and gets to talk about all the great things that happen. Can't wait
to talk about my Cubs and the pitch clock.
We might have to get a new face shirt on the website, a viewer's reaction to just baseball. There's got to be a baseball face. And then when baseball comes around, get your baseball Jason shirt on, yeah. Right?
Oh, man. All right. Well, I'll work on that, but in the meantime, let's move on to basketball. But before we get to our bracket breakdown, so let's go over the NBA standings. Paulie, you wanted to discuss this a little bit. What's jumping out at you? Boston, I heard, was the first team to clinch a playoff spot, so let's start there.
Yes, they were. They are 10 games clear of the Bucks, who are sitting in second in the East. They are 54-14 right now, an 11.7 point differential, 8-2 in their last 10. They don't seem to lose ever because, I mean, they don't. And I thought bringing in Porzingis was a good move. I didn't know if it was going to work out as well as it has, but that team is loaded in the top five, and they've got, they're not deep in the bench, which would worry me if they have an injury in the playoffs. But when you have a top seven like they do, and you don't have to use your deep bench, it doesn't matter. I mean, that team is absolutely loaded right now, averaging 121 points a game, only giving up 110. And they are 10 games clear of the Bucks. They're going to clinch the one seed in probably a week. Like I said, the Bucks sitting at second. Cavaliers a game behind them. New York, the Magic continuing to have a really good season. Mm-hmm. And then the Heat, Sixers, Pacers, Bulls, and Hawks close out the 6 through 10. It looks like Brooklyn's that's probably going to be the top 10. Brooklyn is still in the mix, I guess, but they're 4.5 behind, so I don't know if they're going to be able to catch up. So, Jason, what's your thought about the Celtics and then the way the rest of the East is looking right now?
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics, like, I'm glad you brought up, like, how you felt about the Porzingis acquisition, because I was going to say, can you, like, look at the way the Celtics are playing and how where they're at, and then think, can you imagine there were people in, like, August who were like, there's no way this Celtics team is going to be any good. They got rid of Marcus Smart. What were they thinking? And now they're just like, oh, no, we still dominate the entire conference. It's
well, they brought
problem.
In, I mean, they brought in Drew Holiday to replace him. So
yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, they were, can you imagine, leadership. Like, there were people, like, and I was just, I don't know, and just let the record show, like,
oh,
I
yeah.
was one of the people yeah. who was just like, look, he's not that good. Yes, I get he's the heart and soul of the team, but you can replace that. It's a business. Like, that's not an indispensable thing. Like, if you have a heart and soul of your team guy and you get rid of just him, yeah. Yeah, that might be an issue. But if you do something like that and then you say, no, but we got these other guys, and you bring in guys like Porzingis and you bring in guys like Drew Holiday to play with guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, yeah, it's going to, you know, as long as everybody's, like, on the same page mentally, it's going to work. Because that's just, talent wins out over the course of an 82-game season, you know, assuming nobody gets hurt.
Yep.
So, I just not surprised by pretty much anything. I guess the Sixers' precipitous downfall, but I mean, losing your MVP candidate definitely helps when it comes to having your season go down the toilet. And then, obviously, you've mentioned the Magic playing as well as they are. A young team that I would have felt was a couple tree years away from where they're at right now. So that's pretty cool to see. Ben, how about you? Anything jumping out at you in the East?
I mean, the only thing that should matter to every single team in the East that no one brought up yet was the Miami Heat.
Mm.
If they get in, you have to be scared.
Yep.
I don't care who you are. So
The
only thing I got. That's the only thing I'm really interested in is, the Celtics are up there, number one. And then pretty much everything else, and I'm gonna sound like a bad Bucks fan, but two through whatever doesn't really matter right now. So
no, you're right.
It doesn't. So I'm just looking out for now the Miami Heat. What are they gonna do? Are they gonna you know, actually do like they've done the last couple of years and then spoil it for everybody, you know, or is this the year that they don't, you know? So that's the thing. If they're out, there's no resistance to the Celtics in the East if they fall out early. So yeah, I really think that's it. It's Celtics and, you know, whoever else you want to throw in there, second through whatever. So
yeah, I mean, the Bucks are definitely playing better.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough time to figure it out.
Since the All-Star break. Could they beat Boston in a 7-game series? I'm not going to rule it out, but I don't see it happening at the same time either. So, yeah. All right. Let's take a quick look at the West here. The Thunder, this young Thunder team, is still sitting at number one. The Nuggets are not at number two. Minnesota is still somehow hanging on, even after the Karl Anthony Towns injury. I mean, Anthony Edwards is playing out of his mind right now.
Yeah,
they
still got players on that team. Yeah.
The Clippers sitting at four. The Pelicans, I think, are kind of the surprise to me. Talent-wise, no. But the fact that Zion is actually staying on the court is good to see. Kings at six. And then you got Dallas, Phoenix, Golden State, and the Lakers. And then you have Houston, 3.5 games behind the Lakers. So they're probably out, although they are at a 5-game winning streak right now. So they still have a chance to get in there, but we had kind of talked about it, and Jason, I don't know if your thought has changed with this. I still think the Timberwolves and Thunder are a year or two away. I don't know if they have the playoff experience that some of these other teams do, and you still have Denver, the defending champs, sitting right there. What are your thoughts about these two young teams? Or has it changed since last time we talked?
Oh, sorry. Oh, one sec.
Man down.
Sounded like he had to drink some water quick.
Yeah. He's writing down the edit time right now. Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, you want to ask me that question, and when he comes in, he can chime back in?
Yeah. I guess, Ben, what are your thoughts about these two, this young Thunder team and this young T-Wolves team? Do you think experience matters when they're this talented, or...
I mean, so the T-Wolves, again, every year, you never know, right? Like, there's always, like, you always think this is the year, and this looks pretty good, too. But, yeah, this cat injury, will it affect them down the road? I think that might push them back, like we're saying, like, every another year until, you know, they get back to maybe having a chance to win it all. OKC though is just such a huge surprise, and it doesn't, you know, it hasn't really backed off. They haven't had those injuries. They haven't had like a really big, you know, like, I don't know, losing streak or anything like that. So like, they've been consistent, and they could give the Nuggets a run for their money, really. Because again, like, if you look at the 4 seed, the Clippers, you never know with the Clippers too. They're kind of, you know, who knows? Surprise, like you said, for sure. Pelicans, you know, and everything else below that. Do I trust them going up and challenging any of those teams? No. So I really think this year it is OKC and Denver, the two top teams in the West. Maybe OKC goes into Denver in seven games and beats them, but they might be that 1 year away then too, where maybe Denver might get there one more time to the finals. I'm not saying they're going to win it or anything, but get there. And then next year, you know, OKC will have 14 first round picks and supersize that team even more, you know?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I think it's probably going to be Denver that comes out of it just because of the experience they had last year. I'm still not giving up on this Clippers team. Just the way they've played, the way they've been relatively healthy, I can't trust them, though.
Mm-hmm.
They have mm-hmm. to show me they can be trusted. And
it's so weird to be like all those names on that team, but they're so old now.
You know? Oh, I know.
Ridiculous. You're like, all those teams are like, wow, all those guys are on that team. If it's 5 years ago, holy shit. But now it's like they're old, they get hurt a lot. And then, you know, you got James Harden, who just seems like he might quit playing at some point. You never know. Like, there's so many factors.
Yeah. Well, and then looking at the bottom, they're 7 through 10, I guess. On paper, the Mavs, Suns, Warriors, and Lakers are all good. I mean, they're still within 11 games of the number one seed, but
yeah,
the Warriors definitely have their issues. The Lakers have their issues. The Suns don't have any depth behind the big three. And then,
who can't even play together. Like, they're always, yeah. They're always hurt too, I feel like.
And then who knows what's going on with Luka? Who knows what's ever going on with Kyrie?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
he just hit his game winner. He might be done for the year. You know, you never know. He might be like, I'm going to wrap it up. Yeah. And then, like, yeah, the bottom five is probably the bottom five we kind of thought were going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. Like, Houston, Utah, the Grizzlies, you know, John Morant coming back, and then, you know, and then them having everybody injured. They're done. And it's just so weird to see at the complete bottom still is the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, they're coming. One day. They're coming.
All right.
And that – I wanted to get your quick thought about what you've thought about Wembanyama with all the hype he had coming in. And
oh, yeah.
I think it's like 6 blocks a game he's averaging or something like that.
It's not that high. It's like 4, I think, right now he's at. Okay. But I'm glad you asked that because I had some numbers for you guys. So, you know, you got like, I saw today, LeBron's numbers matching with Victor Wembanyama's numbers his first year in the league. And they're pretty much identical, which is kind of interesting. You know, 20.7 for Bron, 20.8 for Wemby. 10.4 rebounds per game for Wemby, only 6 per Bronny. You know, 3-4 assists for 6 assists. But then, yeah, the blocks, 3.5 per game right now. So just to have a rookie year – pretty similar to the one, you know, the king.
Yeah.
It's going to be just up and up. If he gets a little bit more bigger, I mean, that's really all he has to do. His game works everywhere else. He can dunk, he can block, and shoot the three. It's ridiculous. So Yeah, give him a couple of years, and my God, here comes the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then they still have great odds to get another number one pick this year. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think, Jason? We were just kind of talking about the West overall, like OKC surprise, you know, that kind of stuff. So, and Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Anything to add?
I mean, I'm surprised the Clippers are keeping it together. I mean, I was expecting them to fall off, but there's plenty of time for that to happen in the playoffs. You know, other than that, like just the normal headline blotter shit, like the Lakers, Warriors, Suns not doing so hot, blah, blah, blah. But we should get on to our NCAA bracket basketball.
Yes.
Because I don't want to be here all night.
Absolutely. I do not either because it is my birthday tomorrow.
So yeah, you got to rest up.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
Well, I got to rest up and then celebrate. Yep.
Yeah.
So, Jason, do you have the challenge set up for you?
I sure do. Where do you want to start? Right. North, Midwest, West, East,
well,
or South?
Let's do this first, just so we can make it a little easier. Do you think there's going to be an upset in the top three, with any of the top three seeds?
Any one through three? One, two, three
in each bracket. Right off the bat?
I mean, I guess, like, if there's one team that I feel like could, it's Purdue. I just feel like maybe they could be a team that would lose to a 16 as a one seed. And maybe that's just because I've seen them more of them this year than I have of some of these other teams.
Well, also we saw it last year too. So.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I think Creighton is kind of vulnerable against Akron. Akron came on at the end of the year, and you know those mid-major teams, they're pretty equal, and even similar records. And St. Peter's, Tennessee, I don't know. That could be possible, too. But nothing I see that I'm like, that jumps out that I would probably put on my bracket that I have not filled out yet. So what about you, okay, Paulie?
The one I was kind of looking at was this Kentucky-Oakland matchup. But Kentucky is just so talented.
They're a lot bigger than Oakland, probably, too.
Yeah. So are we going chalk for the top three seeds then? Consensus? Sure.
Sounds push like them through. It. Yeah.
All right. So
you want to start in the East then, maybe?
Yeah, let's start with the East then. We have this this Auburn Yale 14-3. I think Auburn can get to the Final Four. And Do we want to start here? How much tougher of a road could the committee have given UConn?
Yeah, those guys are assholes. I mean, for the body of work they did, this is your thank you. Like, you have what, four conference champions you're playing?
Yeah,
to get through there.
And you have San Diego State, who made the Final Four last year. And you have FAU in the second round if they get past Northwestern, who also made the Final Four last year.
Yeah. I mean, UConn got screwed out of all the number ones. That is for sure.
All right. Auburn, consensus on Auburn, though?
Yeah, we can push Auburn.
Yeah.
Okay. San Diego State.
Yeah, I think they win. I don't see them getting upset.
UAB.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm taking San Diego State mm-hmm. in that one.
Aztecs are going on.
All right. So mark that one down. This BYU, Duquesne had to win their conference tournament to get in. I think BYU's moving on there.
Oh, I would push. I'm going to put Duquesne on it.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
All right. I think
that's a good upset possibility there.
All right. Like we did the last 2 years, 2 out of 3. So mark it down, Jason.
Yep. Move them on.
Washington Drake.
Drake.
I'm taking Drake in this one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do Drake as well. I think they're going to, yep, I'll just do Drake, push him through.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Drake the snake.
FAU and Northwestern. Do you think Northwestern can get the win in this one?
I mean, I hope not for numerous reasons, but but no, I think Florida Atlantic is going to get past that first round.
Yeah, sure. 8-9 is always just, I don't care about those. I just,
crapshoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Northwestern, but 2 out of 3. Mark it down, Jason.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me to mark it down.
Mark it, dude.
All right, let's go to the South. What is it? Duke, Vermont.
Oh, Jason, how do you feel about Duke, Vermont? Especially Duke just...
Obviously, I have Duke going to the Final Four and winning the championship.
Whew, okay. Obviously. Just been watching a different Duke team this year. I'm gonna pick Duke for sure to win that one.
That championship, right. That's right.
I had Vermont, but that's just me, so
yeah, boom. Get out of here. Okay. What was next? Oh, Wisconsin losing to James Madison, yes.
Yeah, probably right. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I've got Wisconsin, but
yeah,
you can put James Madison past there. I think they've gotten this. I think they got too many. I can't believe they won so many games this last week. So, but yeah,
yeah. Wisconsin just seems like a team that should be a 5 seed. Like on one hand, they like look and feel like a 5 seed, but also feel like they didn't do anything to deserve that seed. So I don't know. I just
and they play and James Madison, you know, beats Michigan State this year already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they've beaten a Big Ten team before, and so yeah that's possible.
Texas Tech or NC State?
I'm taking. Oh, NC State.
Those Wolfpack look tough.
Yeah, I'm taking NC State in that one.
Me too.
All right, Florida or. Boise versus Colorado.
I'm going to take the 2 schools over the 1 because they should be able to beat. Two schools over 1. Should Boise State, Colorado combining together should easily be able to beat Florida. So I'll take the Condors.
I like that Boise State team, especially how Florida looked against Auburn in the championship game. So I'm taking Boise in that one.
Whoa. I was going to pick Colorado to beat Boise State in that game. Not even getting there because they looked that good, I thought, in their tournament as well. So, but I'm going to take Florida overall. So it doesn't matter. What about you, Jason? Uh-oh, headset.
Oh.
Here we go. Okay, yeah. So let's move. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this goddamn headset, but I'm not into it. It's like muting and not unmuting. It's a real problem. So let me just write that down. Okay. So, yeah, so that was the South. So let's move on to the West. What's the 4? The Alabama doing the Charleston. You think about that. Can you guys hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Hopefully he's not talking through this whole thing. He stops him and there's nothing there.
Well, it's funny. Oh, boy. Why is this? What the fuck is?
Oh, boy.
There.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this damn thing. And it's funny because it's still recording me while I'm... Well, like, it's...
So you're talking?
Yeah, this whole
thing. Still got the going? That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But my, like, my headset isn't unmuting and shit. And it's... I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, this... Now that was the south. Let's go on to the west.
We had Nebraska and if you guys.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, they're just yeah. it doesn't matter to me. I skip it entirely. What do you guys think?
Eight nine
Nebraska.
I'm taking A&M. I don't think it matters either. Same. Way, but...
Yeah, I would have taken A&M. Nebraska doesn't know how to be a winning team.
They don't know how to play basketball.
Going on to the west. Alabama doing the Charleston.
I like Charleston in that one, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have Brandon Miller anymore in Alabama, so why not? Throw Charleston up there at 13.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. St. Mary's going to see the Grand Canyon.
Oh boy. I think one of the newest schools is at Grand Canyon University. They've only been around for like 5 years, I think, it's a school.
So I know it's their first tournament bid. I like the way the St. Mary's team is playing this year, so that's what I had. But
yeah, I mean, they took down Gonzaga, right? In their tournament.
Yep.
I'll go with St. Mary's as well.
Okay. Let's see. Clemson versus New Mexico.
Give me New Mexico all the way in this one.
It's just weird. It's like the way that these brackets go, because it's like it's the West. And that last game, St. Mary's Grand Canyon, they're playing it in Spokane, Washington. But this Clemson New Mexico game, they're playing it in Memphis.
The true West.
So,
you mean.
Yeah, so far west, bro.
Well, I mean, if you think about
New Mexico, has to travel half the country's east to get to it, and it's supposed to be west. I don't know.
Well, the Nashville Predators in hockey, aren't they considered in the West?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the only justification I can give.
Yeah.
But it's not. It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Put that in the South. There, you know, like.
Yeah.
You both took New Mexico for the upset?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Strongly feel that way, it sounds like.
Yes.
Just because Clemson sucks, or?
New Mexico's really, really good.
Yeah,
I think that they're going to show the, I think this is going to be their stepping on that platform, you know, to show the nation that we can beat ACC teams or anybody. So, yeah, I think they're going to be, I think they're going to do great.
All right. I like it. Dayton versus the 10 seed Nevada. Now, notably, this is in Utah.
Nevada's never lost, I don't think, in the first round of the tournament ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've
granted, it's been like three times they've been there, but
I've got the slight upset. I'll take Nevada in that one.
You got them too, the Wolfpack.
Yep.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, yeah. The West Coast Conference got six teams in this year, so they're doing something right. So,
All right, and Mississippi State versus Michigan State in the tie in the coin toss.
I've
what state do you want?
Yeah,
I'm taking Michigan State just because I got to throw a bone to my brother-in-law. So.
And I'm going to pick Mississippi State because I'm going to throw not a bone to my family who all went there. So.
And I'm going to say Mississippi State because I don't know anybody no bones.
Hey.
All right.
And in our last quadrant, we have in the Midwest, we've got a 4-seed Kansas taking on Samford, as in Samford and Sons.
Yes.
Do we see an upset from the 29-5 Samford?
I almost want to take it just because this isn't the same Kansas team as we've seen in the past.
That doesn't mean they're not good, though. You know,
well, they just had two injuries of players who just didn't miss the whole Big 12 tournament, right? And they did shitty in that. So are those guys playing now? I don't know. That's a big question mark. If they're not playing, Samford has a good chance of winning that. But I'm going to pick Kansas, though.
I'll stick with Kansas in that one also.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are smarter than that. Just because the Kansas team loses a couple of guys. I mean, Samford, they're good, whatever. It's Kansas.
Well, two of their five stars is a big deal.
It is. And, like, they can't get past, say, a Gonzaga in the next round. But, like,
sure.
I see them having any problem with Samford. Speaking of Gonzaga, are they going to get past
McNeese?
30-3 McNeese was this year.
Oh, they're not messing around, McNeese.
You're taking them?
I have an upset 12-5. Yeah. 12-5s always happen.
I actually took that one too.
Okay. McNeese?
Oh boy. All right. Nice. Sorry, Zags, not this year.
All right. Let's see. South Carolina, the Gamecocks versus the Ducks in the Dirty Bird Bowl.
Give me the West Coast team on that one.
This is in Pittsburgh, so I guess they both got to travel a little ways for this one. You taking Oregon, Wally, Ben?
Ugh. I'll take the Gamecocks in this one, I think.
Okay. And I will also take the Gamecocks. I think the SEC is actually pretty good this year.
They are good this year. I will give you that.
They've been a better basketball conference these last few years. So
yeah, I'm just gonna take them. Didn't the Big East take a big dump this year and get nobody in basically?
Well, they got
the Big East got screwed a couple times this year. Yeah.
Crazy.
You could look at it a couple different ways. let's see. Then we've got 7-seed Texas facing the Virginia versus Colorado State.
Yep.
So the Tony Bennett's the slowest offense in the nation is them. So can they slow down Colorado State when then beat Texas? Probably not. I would say Texas for me.
I'm going to take Texas in that one too, just because, like you said, Ben, Virginia does not have any offense whatsoever to speak of. So,
All right. And then our last matchup of the first round, Utah State and TCU.
Give me Utah State in that one.
Yeah, same.
All right. Go home, Texas Christian Academy. Yeah, Utah State feels like, I don't know, 8 seems a little low for them. Anyway, So that's our whole first round. Notable upsets we've got picked for you, just to go over it real quick. Duquesne beating BYU. We got Drake over Washington State. We got Boise or Colorado coming up over Florida. Texas Tech will not beat NC State. James Madison is going to beat Wisconsin. And there was another one.
McNeese
is going to beat Gonzaga. Oh, and Charleston coming up over Alabama, which I personally don't agree with. But And I guess you could say New Mexico over Clemson, although those teams are admittedly a lot closer than those seeds would imply. So we'll go on to the second round, go back to the East. What's UConn? Are they going to stand pat, or is FAU Florida Atlantic going to be darlings once again this year?
I've got UConn moving on in that one, but again, like we talked about, I think UConn could win the title again. I also could see them getting tripped up in any one of these upcoming games. So I've got UConn moving on this round.
Yep, Huskies for me as well.
Okay, I should ask. Let me just ask it this way. We did all pick one. We've all got all the ones moving. Are the ones are all going to move on this round?
Let's see here. North
Houston over Indiana.
Carolina, yep,
We got
is gonna go.
UNC, Houston, UConn, and Purdue. Are they all moving
Yes,
on?
I feel like all of them are moving on, yep.
I think Utah State has a chance in that one, but it doesn't sound like you guys are that overly
No,
confident,
I would
so.
absolutely take Utah State over Purdue. I was going to say that'd be my one seed that I wouldn't
Do
pick.
you want to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's
Do
where
it.
if yeah, if
Let's
you
do it.
have me be the tiebreaker, yes, I pick Utah State.
All right.
Absolutely. Houston's other than that though, I don't see any other one seeds
I
losing.
don't. I think the other three are safe, but let's do it. Let's
Okay.
do the big upset here.
Excellent. Love it. Let's go Iowa State Drake.
Iowa
Drake,
State.
yeah. Drake's
Iowa State, yeah.
Iowa State's strong this year. They're real strong. Well, they're pretty strong every year. Illinois Duquesne. Do we get?
I'll take Illinois moving on in that one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Okay. And then Auburn, San Diego State.
I think the Aztecs magic run out and the Tigers are moving on that one.
Wally?
I almost want to take San Diego State, but I agree. I think Auburn is way too strong of a team this year. So I will take Auburn moving on.
In the South, we've got Marquette versus the Boise, Colorado Connection.
Marquette, I think, is going to move on.
I think Marquette's moved on to the Sweet
Okay.
16 as well.
Kentucky, NC State.
Oof. Keep
Gotta
the
be.
run rolling.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wolfpack.
Wolfpack all the way.
All right, let's do it.
All right. And then Duke James Madison, obviously Duke.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys
So
wouldn't be
I've
so
in
foolish as
mine
to
I've
pick.
got Wisconsin moving on, but again this is why we have three votes for this.
All right. Now in the West, Arizona, Nevada. Anything happening there? Some
I
West.
think Arizona's
The
too
Wolf
strong
Pack's
to.
done after that first round. Yeah,
Yeah,
Wildcats take
okay.
that.
Okay. Baylor, New Mexico.
I'm saying New Mexico again, honestly.
I'll take New Mexico on that one, moving
Yeah.
on to the Sweet 16.
Yep, I like that one a lot. I like that a lot. St. Mary's and Charleston.
Whew. That's an interesting one.
I think St. Mary's gonna move on. What do you guys think?
I think the Fighting Gaels are gonna move on as well.
Really? Wow. All right. Or sorry, yes. I was thinking Charles. Yeah. Yes. St. Mary's.
No, not the
Yes.
Charleston Chews.
Yeah, sorry. And I was thinking about a Charleston chew and then putting them in a microwave. Sorry.
Whoa.
What? You never done that?
No, I have. I haven't thought of that in
30
years, probably.
Because I was about to go on like a 2-minute, like, oh no. My God, you take them and you put them in the microwave, Greg Packer. Yeah, I was going to do a whole thing. All right.
No, I know.
All right. In the Midwest.
Jason will have that recipe on the website later for you. And probably an instructional video.
Yeah. Tennessee, Texas. Tennessee, the 2 seed here. It's got to be Tennessee, right?
I think Tennessee's moving on that one, yeah.
Dick Barnes' squad's moving on, yes.
Yeah, Texas is never that good at basketball. Creighton and South Carolina.
Give me Creighton in that one.
Just what a weird matchup. Just to say those two schools are playing each other.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep the Gamecocks in that one, honestly.
Yeah? Ollie, did you say Creighton?
I said Creighton in that one, yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to go with the Gamecocks. I like conferences when it comes to this time of year. And it's really, I mean, it's all 50-50, but like it's done me well enough times that it's like, all right, I know it's a viable strategy sometimes.
Yeah,
so I'm liking the SEC this year, so I'm sticking with it. Kansas or McNeese? 2 days off that upset of Gonzaga.
Oh, I mean,
give me McNeese to move on there.
No, come on.
Yep.
Whoa. Listen, what are you feeling?
I don't see Kansas.
The McNeese magic is done. McNeese magic men, we're gonna call them, or Kansas, no more magic.
No, they're if Gonzaga wins, they're gonna beat Kansas. But if McNeese wins, I don't see them beating Kansas.
As an aside, I always take a 12 seed to get to the Sweet 16. That's
your 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Jayhawks, and I think McNeese is gonna get that one win against Gonzaga, and that'll be enough to keep him happy for the year.
All right. All right. So, Jason, do you want to set us up our Sweet 16 for us?
I would love to. I would love nothing more than to do that. The Sweet 16, obviously, we already have Duke in there. but just to make sure, I guess to make it official, Houston or Duke coming out of this in our first Sweet 16
I don't think Houston's going to make it to the Final Four, but does Duke take them out? I'm going to say no, Houston.
I'm taking Houston in that one, too. And sorry, Jason.
Well, you guys are more than within your rights to be wrong, so...
And again, we will have our personal brackets up also. Yeah. So you can
just remember my bracket, Duke doesn't win anything. So you're lucky they got game one. No,
all right. UConn or Auburn in another chalk 1-4 matchup?
I think Auburn takes that one.
Okay.
I mean, wow, I had the Huskies really repeating, so I'm going to go with the Huskies still.
Yeah, I got to take UConn. They're just – that Big East, I know what you said before.
Yeah, not much, but they're there. Like, who's there is there.
But, like, they had – that is actually a really strong conference, and I think there's a pretty strong argument to say, like, two of those three teams kind of got jobbed. But it's – UConn was still like killing it. They're mm-hmm. Auburn, and like I said, SEC was strong this year, and like I know you guys like you seem to like Auburn a little bit more than I do, so but I'm taking UConn in that.
See, again, to me, like I said, I think UConn could easily win the titles this year. I just, from looking at this bracket, the way it sets up, I think they're going to get tripped up somewhere before the Final Four. So I will take Auburn to do it.
All right.
But again, our official Walnut Sports Network bracket, we have UConn going on. So
yes, we do. Yep. Illinois or Iowa State in the 3-2. Another
Cyclones.
I'm taking the Cyclones also on that one.
All right. And Marquette hosting the, well, not really hosting, but like as the 2 seed against the 11 seed NC State, making it through to the Sweet 16.
Golden Eagles for this guy.
Yeah, as much as I would like to see the Wolfpack move on, I think Marquette's going to make that happen.
Makes sense to me. Let's see. North Carolina and St. Mary's, the 5 seed sneaking through.
Tar Heels, I'm going to push through to the Elite Eight.
Okay. I'm going to take the Tar Heels also. And I know, Jason, you probably can't say it. Don't want to say it on
radio. I don't have to say it out loud. That's fine. Anyway.
The baby blue.
Yep, they're fine. You guys both picked them, so I didn't have to. So
yeah, you don't have to. See? It helps you.
Exactly. Kansas, the 4 seed, getting the job done, going up against the 8 seed Utah State after an upset of Purdue.
I mean, I'm going to stick with the Blue Bloods and the Jayhawks. Utah State.
If that's the way we have it set up, sorry, I'm filling out my bracket too, so I don't exactly remember what we all took. I will take Kansas in that one.
Okay. South Carolina trying to upset the 2 seed Tennessee. Do you see it happening?
No.
Me neither.
No, I think Tennessee moves on there.
Arizona trying to hold off New Mexico in a battle of the desert. Come on, guys. Don't be cowards now.
I did have Arizona making it to the Final Four, so
well,
I'm fine taking New Mexico over them.
Sure, yeah.
Why not?
I'll take New Mexico on that one. Let's do it.
That's what's up. Okay, that's our elite. It brings us to our Elite Eight. UConn, Iowa State in a chalk matchup. 1-2. Nice and boring. What Huskies. Do you guys got? Huskies, Pauly.
If that's the way we have it set up, I'll take the Huskies in that one.
That's gonna how that goes. Houston, Marquette, 1-2.
The boys from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll take the Golden Eagles in that
one. Okay, all right. That was good. Yeah, okay. And then, do the Lobos from New Mexico get past UNC? Can they do it?
Oh boy!
In mine, I am taking it. So that would be my vote.
What? Ooh. Ben?
Jason?
No, I don't. Taking? Well, I'm asking you, so that means I prefer not to say.
Well, I think if you. Oh, okay. So you're going to have to say it, is what you're saying?
No, you just, whichever one you pick, because it's a tie right now, you're the tie break. I don't want to say it.
I'm going to take the Tar Heels. Man.
All right.
Too so much, too
gonna,
much, yeah.
Going to be the Tar Heels there. Kansas, Tennessee. Kansas, the 2 seed.
Volunteers. Bruce is no, he's not there. He's in Auburn. No, Rick Barnes. Yeah, I'll take the Volunteers, Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee as well in that one.
All right, so that's our final four. Wow, you guys.
Yeah.
This really boiled down to a whole lot of nothing. We have the one seed UConn, the one seed UNC, the two seed Marquette, and the two seed Tennessee.
Wow. Sometimes it shakes it off that way. That's so
true enough. Like sometimes it just does happen this way. So I ask you, gentlemen, UConn or UNC?
Repeat.
I'll take UConn also.
All right. And Marquette or Tennessee?
It's tough.
Give me the Golden Eagles.
I mean, why not? Put them in there.
Let them ride.
Oh, wow. So, okay. So our national championship game.
Big East championship game
between UConn and Marquette. Who you guys got?
Repeat. I'm going to repeat.
Give me UConn.
There it is.
There it is, everybody. There's your million-dollar bracket.
Yep. Are going to be your national champions. It's gonna
don't
be
worry
amazing.
Everybody, you had to sit through all of that to find out the national champions are the same as last year.
So how did your personal bracket set up? Because the way I filled this one out, I have Auburn, New Mexico, Marquette, and Tennessee.
So I was gonna tell you this, guys, before the show, but I thought it'd be better to tell you now. I haven't looked at a bracket yet until you guys just talked about it.
Yeah, me neither.
Purposely, because I wanted to go on so fresh that I'm like, I want to go on top of my head. Who am I gonna think is gonna be the best?
I did the exact same thing, and that's just how my personal.
Oh, really? Okay. So yeah. I'll fill mine out probably tomorrow, but. I knew at least who was going to be in the tournament, just didn't know who was playing who. So I felt I wanted to do it that way. And now at least I know, like, I have a better understanding. And the Big East are representing, so don't have to worry about anything. So,
yeah. Yeah. Who said the Big East is shit?
Yeah.
My championship game, I have Auburn and Marquette, and I have Marquette winning it. So,
okay.
Well, Duke wins it all, so.
Yeah, Jason is in. Jason's well, like, what are all these other teams? I gotta hit these buttons. Can I just hit this one button until it says Duke wins?
Dude, that second year Duke missed the tournament, I don't think I even played. I think the first year, because it was 2 years, right, that they missed the tournament before.
Yeah.
Last year when they got back in. And, like, the first year. I think my bracket's name was, I think this is broken. I can't pick Duke.
Where's
the
Duke?
Name of my bracket? And then the second year, I didn't even do one. I just was like, I don't even know how to play this.
Point?
See, I don't even know what the buttons are.
The game doesn't even have the right answer.
Exactly. How am I supposed to do this?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a word problem where they give you all this information you can't use and not enough information to actually solve it.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the bracket special. Definitely copy and paste it right into your own so you can win the $1 million bracket for ESPN. Just remember to hit submit bracket. Otherwise, it won't accept it, and you won't win the $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Happened a lot of times. Yeah. Though, so,
pretty much every time I do this, I forget to hit submit bracket, and that's why I haven't won the $1 million.
Yep. So hopefully, he remembers this time, folks.
Yeah.
and then we'll never see Jason again.
I'll do it later. It's fine. So that has been our NCAA March Madness 2024, a bracket breakdown. So you can pick 2-1 seeds and 2-2 seeds to go to the Final Four, just like us.
Yeah.
And it's then Jason, thing. do you want to tell the people that where they can submit their if they want to join the Walnut Sports Network bracket challenge? Do you want to tell people where they can find that at?
You know what? I'll tell people that they can go to X and or the Twitter and find that when I post it on the Twitter page, because I don't know how to do that right now, and I'm not going to look it up.
All right.
So we'll
figure it out.
But I'll figure it out.
Fair enough.
And I will post, guys.
And I will put it on our Twitter page so that everybody can just go right to it and submit your own bracket and just try to tell us how to do our jobs, please. I could use the help. So, with all that aside, that's been our show for the day after St. Patrick's Day 2024. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Yes, hopefully everyone survived, and
Yeah, and don't forget to check us out on our Twitter, at WSN Weekly, so you can let us know how you feel and to find out where to post your bracket with us. Go check out walnutsportsnetwork.com for updates. Anything else we've missed, gentlemen?
No.
Or should we? Is it time for us to say goodnight?
Closing time.
I think we can probably close it down for the week, and we will definitely be back with more sports with you next week. We have the Masters coming up in a couple weeks.
Yep, that's coming around. More golf.
We obviously the opening weekend of March Madness coming up. My personal favorite 4 days of the calendar year. And we have baseball starting up. We have basketball and hockey winding down. So the sports gets definitely a little more crowded than it has been the last couple months. So we will have everything that you guys need to know about the sports calendar for you guys. And we will keep you updated. Jason, do you want to sign? Well, you kind of already did sign us.
No, yeah, I'll do the final. I just figured I'd give you guys a chance to say any closing thoughts or words. So with that aside, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love you very much. And you have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
Take care, everybody.